Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back at it with you here and live Thursday, May the 6th, 2021, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, again this morning at around 9:30, 9:45, we're going to try to check in with Emmy Award-winning actress, best known for her work as Ursula, a voice of Ursula on Disney's in Disney's The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, who turned 94 years old yesterday. We're going to check in with her, hopefully. Now, I have talked to her at night, so it's been a busy couple days with the big birthday celebration and the Cinco de Mayo, so if we don't get her this morning, we will get her tomorrow morning. But we're going to work on it. So stay with us here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The discussion in hour number one, and by discussion, I mean me talking to myself, in hour number one was about Mother's Day. And from the weather report there, it sounds like Mother's Day is going to be 49 as a high and rainy. What a day. But as news comes out here, it looks like there's going to be a flower shortage on Mother's Day. This is in the Marion Star today. And with the way the pandemic is right now and the rules on social distancing, can we take Mom to a restaurant? This was the popular thing to do for a long time. What are you going to do on Mother's Day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And then there also is the age-old question of, do you get your wife or the mother of your children, if you're no longer with them, do you get them a gift for Mother's Day? You know, I think this might be generational. Because I think that the older generation probably doesn't care. And my guess is the younger generation probably does care. Now, that's not a blanket statement across the board, but I believe that that probably is more likely the truth than anything else that I have said here this morning. I think if you are an older mother, you probably don't care if your spouse or the father of your children gets you anything. I think if you're a younger mother, you probably do. Now, the mother-in-law thing, I don't know. Do you get the mother-in-law anything for Mother's Day? I mean, if you want to, I think that's nice. But is it a necessary thing? Is it something you think the mother-in-law expects a gift on Mother's Day? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. You know, I know what a lot of people do is they go together to both mothers' houses. And they go to one mom's house first, and they give her a hanging plant. And then they go to mom number two, and they give her a hanging plant, and then that's Mother's Day. And also, if your mother is no longer with us, what did you used to do for Mom on Mother's Day? I know a lot of people go to the cemetery on Mother's Day, although this weekend, well, Sunday, Mother's Day, might not be the best day to do that. It's going to be kind of wet and rainy, but you know, a lot of people go to the cemetery on Mother's Day, and they put flowers out for Mom. You know, though, I have a whole... I don't know if we've talked about it here, but, you know, cemeteries are getting to be a little too strict when it comes to flowers. This is one of my pet peeves in life. And it's not that I don't care about the people who are buried there. I mean, certainly I care about the people who are buried there. But most cemeteries now, they want you to put real flowers on the ground, on the grave. And who has time? I mean, some people do, I guess, but who has time to go get real flowers and plant them in the cemetery? Now, you don't see these. I mean, once you plant them, it's not like you're coming to the cemetery every day. I guess some people do, but that certainly is not the majority. I don't understand why fake flowers are not okay for a cemetery. Because, to me, it's really just about Memorial Day. You put the fake flowers in on Mother's Day because it's so close to Memorial Day. You put the fake flowers in, and then people see them because a lot of cemeteries do Memorial Day celebrations, and a lot of people are out decorating the graves on Memorial Day. People look over and they see, oh, okay, well, it's nice. They've got some flowers, fake or not. And that's really all it is. And then after that, most people take them off or stop watering them and they die, and that's the way it goes. So why can they not leave these fake flowers on through Memorial Day? And then after that, do what you want. Now, I know their excuse a lot of times is that they get caught up in the mower or it's hard to mow around them. Now, think about this logically. Let's say I'm out at a tombstone and I'm planting real flowers, okay? I have to have a spot where I'm planting the real flowers, the same as I'm having a spot where I'm planting the fake flowers. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. This is James.
Yes.
I just wanted to inform your listeners there's a bad accident on Center Street, kind of by the intersection past. I'm trying to think of the Jersey ice cream shop. There's an accident just past those lights, like when you're heading towards Marion Harding High School.
Down by the Jersey there. What can you see what has happened?
When I passed, there were three cars, a truck and car looked pretty smashed, and the other car I couldn't tell, but the police and the ambulance just arrived.
Oh my, is it like a pickup truck, or what kind of truck?
Yeah, a pickup truck.
Hmm. And
but it looks like they're going to start blocking. There's a lot of, like I said, police arriving. So
it's down there by, between the Jersey and the like Garfield Park?
Yes.
Okay, in that area. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Well, there you go. That's horrible to hear this morning. That report there from one of our listeners, a bad accident over on Center Street between somewhere in the area between Jersey and Garfield Park there. Apparently a three-car accident, a truck and a car pretty smashed up. And possibly another car involved, and now ambulances and police cars are reportedly pulling up. I appreciate that caller for calling in. That's a horrible, horrible note. It's you know, who knows what happened, but you got to pay attention when you're driving. I mean, here we are on a nice, clear day, and, you know, it's not night. It's not really... anything that would inhibit you from having a good driving experience, and here we've got a three-car accident over on Center Street. So we hope everybody's okay, and as soon as we get any information on that, we will let you know. But that's awful. Hopefully, we'll just hope and think send our best wishes that everybody is okay in the accident over on Center Street. Does anybody know anything about this besides the caller who just called in? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's pretty awful. We'll get our information down here so we can make sure to send this out all morning. So we have a traffic accident on Center. You know, it's Center Street can be tricky. A lot of lights there, and a lot of people just don't pay attention, unfortunately. But if anybody's got any information, 740-383-9944. All right. Now, you know, does anybody have anything to say about the graves, the tombstones? Because it's just beyond me at this point why we can't put fake flowers on the tombstones just through Memorial Day. Because, like I say, they give you the excuse that, they'll get caught up in the mower. But the truth of the matter is that, think about it. If you're planting a real flower, wouldn't you be putting the fake flower in the same spot? So, what are they telling you? They're mowing over the fake flower and that's getting caught in the mower? Or are they just mowing over your real flowers too? And if they're mowing over your real flowers, what's the point? Does anybody understand this? Does anybody know the reason? Maybe there's a reason I just don't understand, but I've been given that reason about the mowing, about fake flowers, and I really don't, artificial, I guess is the term that people like, artificial flowers. I don't understand. I never understood what one had to do with the other, because most cemeteries at holiday time allow you to go out and put like wreaths and poinsettias and things like that on the tombstone. And those, a lot of times, are, well, certainly the wreaths are not real. So, I don't know what makes the difference. But like I said, I was always given the reason about the mowing, because obviously you're not mowing in the winter, which is why they can put the wreath on there. But, who knows? Why can't we put real, or why can't we put artificial flowers on the tombstones? Just another thing to drive people nuts. 740-383-9944. And we thank our caller out there this morning. We got a report this morning. We have not confirmed it yet, but that there was, in recent moments here, a traffic accident over on Center Street, somewhere between Garfield Park and the Jersey. And apparently it's a three-car accident. A truck and two cars involved is the report that we have. And it looks like the truck and the car are pretty smashed up, one of the cars, at this particular point. And the ambulance and the police cars are on their way to the scene, probably have arrived there by now. And we hope that there are no casualties in this accident. So we send our best wishes to everybody involved in that accident over on Center Street. But as I say, we have to keep our eyes on the road, and hopefully everybody is okay in this particular accident. We all drive every day, and we all get up to, you know, sometimes pretty fast speeds, you know. We even within the speed limit, you're going pretty fast, 35 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour in some places. And if you hit something, if you hit another automobile at those speeds, it's going to be rough. And what is it down there in the Center Street area? Is it 35? I think that's a 30. Well, once you're out of the school zone there at Harding, I think it's 35 miles an hour down through Center Street. It can be tough. Anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 383-9944 on anything we have talked about here this morning. All right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step out for just a moment, see if we can get Pat Carroll on the line. I'm not making any promises on this, but we're going to see if we can. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Guests you won't want to miss, like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because, God, I admire your journalistic integrity. You asked probing questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be in your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
We're back here, WWGH Radio, on this Thursday morning, trying to reach Pat Carroll. We'll give it one more shot this morning at a quarter till, but do want to remind everybody again, we had a traffic accident called in on Center Street between the Jersey and Garfield Park in that particular area. It looks like a truck and two cars involved is what was reported, and it looks like the truck and one of the cars, at least, are in pretty bad shape, and an ambulance and some police officers were headed to the scene, I would imagine are on the scene by now, and we hope everybody, we hope that situation turns out for the best, certainly. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? Why can't we put artificial flowers on the tombstones? What's the reason that's been given over the years? And also, what are you going to do for Mother's Day this year? A little different than years past. Also, don't forget that Glenn Coble's coming up when this show goes off today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and Adam the Computer Guy, 2:10 to 3 p.m. today, all here on WWGH Radio. What fun we are having. Now, I just got some pictures of my cookies, you know, my six-year-old cookies, and I'm going to post them to Facebook today. That's one of my goals. Somebody asked me to do that a couple days ago, and I'm going to do it today. But, you know, people seem to be taken aback that I have kept these cookies for 6 years. Now, I have to be honest with you. When it comes to these cookies, I don't know that I purposely kept them for 6 years. I think I just did not clean out my refrigerator for 6 years. And then this past Saturday, I had a nice person come along who cleaned out my refrigerator. And by the way, I did not force them to clean out the refrigerator. They wanted to do it, and I appreciate that. So they cleaned out the refrigerator, and here are these cookies in the back. And I'm so amazed that they have not molded or anything. And they're cookies from voting, I think, that I picked up at Dayspring. And one that I think I got at the Republican National Convention in 2016. So this cookie really is approaching about 6 years old. 5 years old. Wouldn't that be 5 years? Yeah, 5 years. Because that would have been in the summer of 2016. so just about 5 years old. Now, when I put these pick cookies online, you're going to see how good a shape they're in. Now, some people have said that I can preserve these cookies by shellacking them, or I really don't know any other way at this point. Some people say take a picture, throw them away. I don't know. I don't know that I have any attachment to these cookies at this point, but I feel like they have survived 5 years. And now, it might not be a good idea to throw them away. You know, it's more, I think, maybe now like a superstition that I have. And why, does anybody know why a cookie would not mold after 5 years, just because it was in the refrigerator? I would think after 5 years, something would have happened. And also, we had this question the other day, which nobody answered. Do Twinkies spoil? Because I thought there was a study done that Twinkies do not spoil. That you can leave a Twinkie out in the open, in the fresh air, and it will not spoil. Because it certainly does not say refrigerate a Twinkie. And I don't know what would be inside a Twinkie that would cause it to spoil. Does anybody know anything about the Twinkies? Do Twinkies spoil? Because, the Twinkies all have their sell-by date. But sell-by and spoil are two different things. Now, with milk and dairy products, I tend to pay attention to the sell-by date. But when it comes to things like Twinkies, and I think when people look at bread, I think people will look at bread and they'll say, is it molded? Is it stale? Is it something like that? But Twinkies, I'm just not sure what's in a Twinkie that's going to mold or it might get stale, maybe if you leave it out. I don't know. Does anybody know anything about Twinkies and their will they spoil? And if you leave them in the box in their little plastic encasement, are they still good past the sell-by date? I think this is interesting. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. We almost had a call there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. That caller must have disconnected slightly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
All righty. Hey, I just took a look at that accident up there. That's a serious one for sure.
Really? What's it look like? Where is it exactly in that area?
It tends to be just, if you're coming out, it's just up from the Jersey there, going out of town there, pretty close to the old lady's home up there.
And what does it look like happened?
Well, I didn't get that close to it. They're not lying to you, really. You get real close to it. They got one lane passing on your way out on your left that you can squeeze by, but there's a lot of equipment up there.
So the accident is in the right lane going, I guess would be going east?
Yeah, it's actually in the, right as you're coming into town there, you got one lane on your left there going out of town that they're letting a few cars by.
And it's the caller earlier said a three car, one truck and two cars?
I managed to see the truck, but I didn't see the other two cars. I didn't get all that close to it, but there's definitely somebody gotten hurt in that one.
And it's just a pickup truck?
It looks like a mid-sized truck, like a dump truck, maybe.
Oh, a dump truck.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. It's big and red, so...
Oh, so it might be like a city worker?
I don't know. I didn't get that close.
But what does the truck look like?
It's just big red, just like your average dump truck there. It's got it faced off the side, so I don't know whether the guy broadsided him or pulled out in front of him or what happened there.
But so the truck definitely has a lot of damage to it.
Well, from what I've seen with it, somebody had to get hurt because they carted somebody off an ambulance. So, God help them, was in it there. Maybe they're okay and just be taking the just for precautions or something. But it's definitely blocked up in that area.
Well, we definitely hope that everybody's okay, and I certainly thank you for calling in the report. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, there's another report, our second one, about the accident over on Center Street, East Center Street. Looks like between the Jersey and Garfield Park in that particular area. Now, earlier we had a report that it was one truck and two cars. We definitely know it's a truck, according to our last caller there. A truck that looks in pretty bad shape. And two cars, we heard one of the cars was in pretty bad shape. There's some ambulances on the scene, police cars, and the ambulance, I guess, according to the last caller, has taken somebody away. The left lane there on East Center, I guess, is open, so traffic can still pass through, but I guess there is a lot of equipment up there right now. And again, our thoughts are with everybody in this accident, and we hope that everything turns out okay for everybody. Cars can be replaced, people cannot. So as soon as we get any more information on this, we will pass it along to you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any information on this accident or anything else you'd like to speak about here this morning on WWGH Radio on a Thursday morning? Don't forget, Glenn Coble will follow this show this morning. I believe he's got comedian and political activist Mike Larson on this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that accident's on the corner of Merchant and Center Street, and it is a pickup truck and a car and a SUV.
Oh, it's two cars.
Well, it's a pickup truck and an SUV.
Pickup truck and an SUV. They both look in pretty bad shape. Is it? Can you tell?
The SUV. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's
the pickup's front end is smashed up pretty well, and the SUV side is. But it looks like right there on the corner of Merchant and Center.
Now, how far is traffic blocked there?
It's not.
Oh, it's not at all?
Well, they got you. They just take you on a route around it.
Does it look like it was a side swipe, or did they rear end, or?
No, it looks like a side swipe. Maybe almost looks like T-boned on it.
Oh, good.
The SUV.
Is it on the driver's side or the passenger side?
It looks like it's on the driver's side, and then on the SUV and the truck, it looks like it's the front end smashed in.
So the SUV and the truck, the front ends are smashed in, and then which one looks like it was T-boned?
Well, the SUV looks like it was T-boned.
Oh, okay. But the front end is also smashed in on the SUV?
Yes.
Okay. But the front end is also smashed in on the truck, so it looks like maybe the truck T-boned the SUV?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you.
All righty.
We appreciate those reports from our listeners out there, and again, we hope everybody, that's a rough one there if you get T-boned, especially on the driver's side. That's a scary, scary situation, but again, that's down there on Merchant and Center. Must be down there right about at the light. And right now it looks like a truck, red pickup truck, and an SUV. Now see, this is all coming in right now. And we're not, it's eyewitness reports, so it's the best we can do, and we appreciate it. We've had three eyewitness reports now, and traffic is still moving down there through the left lane, thank goodness. And if anybody else has got anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What we're talking about here is we learned from a caller this morning that there is a traffic accident on Merchant and East Center. And it looks as if it involved an SUV and a pickup truck. And the front end of the pickup truck looks to be smashed in, and the front end and the driver's side of the SUV look to be smashed in. Ambulances and police officers are on the scene, and I guess somebody was taken away by ambulance, according to one of our eyewitness accounts here this morning. And we just hope everybody's okay at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We're going to take another quick break here momentarily and try to get Pat Carroll one last time this morning. And if we don't get her this morning, then we will definitely do this tomorrow morning. But let's give it one more shot, and we'll come back and wrap up the show.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can. You can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, May the 6th, 2021, 49 and a half minutes past the hour. We were not able to get Pat Carroll on the line there, but we will try to do that tomorrow morning. 740-383-9944. All right. And again, there's a traffic accident that was on, looks like East Center, at the corner of East Center and Merchant this morning. Three cars were involved. Well, we don't know about three cars right now. Right now, we know about two cars, an SUV and a pickup truck. And it looks as if, according to eyewitnesses on the scene after the accident, that there's a pickup truck over there that looks like the front end is smashed up pretty bad, and that the front end of an SUV is smashed up pretty bad, and also the... Well, I guess it's this, the side, was it the side of the pickup truck? I think, again, the driver's side. In any event, or no, the SUV maybe was the side of the SUV. But it looks like there was a T-bone situation over there, and we hope to know what happened. I'm sure there'll be a report out sometime today, and we hope everybody is okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see if anything pops up. It's just sad when you hear about a traffic accident like that. And again, traffic is moving over on East Center, which is a good thing. Looks like they have one lane of traffic open over there, so cars can get by. But the initial report this morning was three cars. It looks as if what we know from subsequent eyewitness reports is that it might just be an SUV and a pickup truck, and one looks as if it was sideswiped. But the front end on both seemed to be heavily damaged. And according to our reports, one person was taken away in an ambulance, according to eyewitness reports. And we hope they are okay. And a lot of machinery, I guess, on the scene over there on East Center. Okay, that's where we are. And again, our thoughts and best wishes are certainly with everybody involved. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you on the air. And don't forget this morning, Glenn Coble coming up with Mike Larson. I think they've got some giveaways this morning. You'll have to tune in for that. 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Swap Shop today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. And Swap Shop, I hear, has been doing better as of late. And then we will have the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. But if Glenn gets any updates on this traffic accident while he's on the air, by the way, call him into his show just like you called him in here. Glenn just went by. Glenn, sit down. What do you see over there on Center?
Well, I couldn't see much because I went down that way, and I said I better stop because there was traffic.
Yeah.
And so I went by, and it's really crowded with emergency vehicles right now, so it must have been pretty bad.
Well, the first report we had this morning, somebody called in even before paramedics and police were on the scene and said there was an accident down on East Center and that it involved three cars. One was a truck, but subsequent reports, we had two other calls come in, that it looks as if it's down by Merchant and East Center.
Absolutely.
So more closer to the Merchant than the Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's on the north side of the street, or at least that's where all the emergency vehicles are.
And I guess one of the callers said it involved, I think they said a red pickup truck and an SUV is what we're getting at this point, and that the front end on both of them seemed to be pretty smashed up, and I think they said the SUV's driver's side was smashed, so it looks as if it might have been a T-bone situation there. And also one of the callers this morning said that they were there when an ambulance took away somebody.
It's an intersection where a lot of people speed up so that they can catch up with the stoplight that's right down the street, so...
Yeah, and traffic accidents are just the scariest things because cars are big, heavy pieces of equipment, and when you hit somebody in the driver's side, there's nowhere you can go, and you can see, all you've got to do is brace yourself, I guess, best you can.
Hope you got a good airbag.
Hope you got a good airbag. It's tough because, you know, a lot of times we think that these things involve distracted driving, and a lot of times we think they involve storms and weather conditions and things of that nature, and sometimes they do, but here we are on a beautifully clear day, sunlight, who knows what happened.
Yeah, the sun's shining over all the emergency vehicles as they're trying to help these people out.
But you know what, I'm so glad to hear, and again, you know, we talk a lot about police officers and so on and so forth, but you know, they're right there. right there on the scene, as our three callers have indicated this morning. If any of you three are still listening, are in that area right now, you want to give us one final update before we go off the air, or somebody else who just happens to be out there. Now, Glenn will be live today from 10 until 1 o'clock. So if any more information arises, do call and give the updates just like you've given them to me this morning, because we do want to know what's going on. And if we don't get any more updates, I'm sure we will get something from the police station before the end of the day, and we'll try to get it on the news for tomorrow. But we just hope there are no casualties in this particular situation. I guess that's the best we can hope for. You know, we take such care of our automobiles, and we polish them up and we take them out. But really, when you get to a situation like this, you just, you know, forget the automobile. You just want to be safe and not heavily injured. Tell us about your show today, Glenn.
You were looking at me as yes. if I was supposed to answer that.
Yes.
I do not take care of my vehicle very well.
Some people are very into that.
I'm not into that. But my show is going to be fun. We got Mike Larson on today. He's doing an interesting gig with two other comedians, and they're doing them in Bell Fountain. They have a theater there like we have here in Marion, and that's where they're going to be doing it. And we're just kind of going to talk about the people that he's got coming in to do the comedy shows. And then Mike is very involved in politics, so he and I will probably spend half the time talking about politics.
So this will be the entire two-hour program today.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then Swap Shop, how's Swap Shop been doing?
Well, 2 weeks ago we had six people, and that's pretty good, because that's, you know, you can only do probably about 10 in 40 minutes. So, last week we had three, so it's picking up, because 3 weeks ago we had none. So, yeah, it's picking up.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That'll be coming up in about 15 minutes here. We got about 2 minutes left in this program. Again, if anybody has any reports they'd like to call in from the accident on Center. And again, you know, nothing too personal. Let's put it that way. Just what you see, what's going on over there. Apparently, the left lane of traffic is open. We want to let people listening know that. And again, we thank all the people who called in this morning who updated us on that, because you wouldn't know.
It's only one lane, and they're not getting through real fast.
Well, I can left lane, right, is from my understanding.
Yes.
It'd be the lane coming...
The south lane.
Now, is somebody directing traffic so you can go both ways?
Yeah, they're kind of helping you through. No, you can't go both ways.
Can't go both ways.
You can only come toward town. Now, maybe if there's no traffic on the other side, maybe they're helping people go the other way, but all I can see is coming toward traffic.
But you can get down to Merchant.
Yes, you can get to Merchant. But
that's it. So you can get right to the Garfield Park cutoff.
Yeah, avoid ever get going out there, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's flashing lights everywhere.
Right. Okay. So don't go down beyond. There's a lot of side streets you can turn up there. What's that side street there that you can turn up that will get you on Mount Vernon? It's right there by that house. You know what is the name of that street? In any event,
I can't remember.
We've all forgotten.
Turn on Forest Lawn. That'll get you.
Forest Lawn will get you up there. And again, our thoughts are with everybody in that accident. Hopefully everything turns out okay. If you have any more reports, call Glenn. He'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And beyond that, stay with WWGH Radio, and I'll be back tomorrow morning. Again, thank you to everybody who called in. Best wishes and thoughts. Oh, maybe we'll take this call before we go off the air this morning. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was just calling that contest we had yesterday. Did you draw a winner? I haven't been listening this morning.
You know what? I have not drawn a winner yet, but I do have the prize for tomorrow morning, so tune in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll have it on tomorrow. All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yes, we did not do the drawing today. We got kind of caught up in this accident that went on, but we will do the drawing tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We gonna take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. The president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland. It's probably 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest coming off the lake. The lake would be... The Great Lake.
Yeah, Larry.
It's, oh no, something happened. We're getting some feedback here. A play has been played. I had my back to it. What was that?
It was a double down the right field line for Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well.